Well, it's a great time to be a teenager. There's so much technology that lets you do exciting things. You can take pictures and make films, make radio programs if you like. And with me are two teenagers who are very highly creative and motivated. They're Kim Ho and Benjamin Mayo McKay, who've both created art projects that are causing quite a stir. Kim's 17 years old. He's in the middle of year 12 in Sydney, and he's written a story that's been made into a short film, and it's caught the attention of no less a personage than the English actor and writer Stephen Fry. Hi, Kim. Congratulations on this.
Thanks very much.
Nice to have you here. And Benjamin, you're 13, you're in year 8, and you live in Adelaide, and you've created a podcast based on one of my favourite shows, Doctor Who, and it's had no less, your podcast, I mean, has had no less than 24 million hits. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on.
Now, Kim, let's start with your project. Your film is called Language of Love, and it began as a monologue, is that right?
That is, yeah. I wrote a 3-minute monologue to enter a competition called Love Bites, which is run by the Australian Theatre for Young People. That was the original starting point for the project.
And then take me through the steps, because now it's a film. It became a short story, did it, along the way?
Well, I got to develop it into a longer work. It wasn't really intended as a short story. It was more for a shorter monologue to a longer one. Mm-hmm. I was lucky enough to develop the piece with the playwright Tommy Murphy, and we took it through about 6 redrafts, made it longer, I guess more in depth, and eventually we shot it with the Australian Theatre for Young People.
Okay, so I think we should just hear about the storyline. So it's called Language of Love. What's the storyline?
Basically, it takes place in an exam room, and this boy called Charlie is nearing the end of his French exam. He has to write a letter to his best friend in French as a writing task, but starts him off thinking about his relationship with his best friend, the notions of friendship, the notions of love, and then he realizes that he is in love with Sam, his best friend. And it basically charts his development over 8 minutes of thinking about this boy. So as this boy comes to terms with his own sexuality, he also comes to terms with French.
So, Kim, the script that you've written was then made into a film, and you play Charlie, this boy, in the film. Now, who are the filmmakers? How do they enter the picture?
ATYP was really generous. They actually supplied a professional film crew headed by Laura Scrivano, a freelance director. She had a background in theatre as well, so she knew exactly what I had to do to kind of develop something, a theatrical monologue for film. We shot it in one day at my school, it was really, really awesome.
All right, well, let's hear a little bit of this this awesome film that you've made. This is just a little grab from Language of Love.
Sam and I do everything together. Eat, piss, muck about in French. We would sit together too, but Monsieur Edgerton likes the seating alphabetical, so Sam's been put right in front of me. Sometimes I tap him on the shoulder, and when he turns around, I flick a rubber band at him. Although I haven't really been doing that recently. His parents are going through a divorce, and he comes to school all, like, morose, you know? Like, he smiles and all that, but you can see it in his eyes. He's hurting pretty bad inside. In class, he stopped turning round. He just sits, hunched over, fidgets with his pencil case. It's been a shit year for him. He wanted to get into, like, the first basketball, but they moved him down instead because he's become sort of distant. And I asked him about it. He just jabbed me in the arm with his locker key. I don't have such grand aspirations. I wanted to be head librarian. I'm in love with Sam. I'm in love with my best friend. Don't know how it happened, just somewhere along the lines of listening to his secrets and seeing how hurt he was, I realized how much I care. I want to hold him, tell him everything's going to be okay.
That's Kim Ho playing Charlie in Kim's film, which is called Language of Love, and he's my guest here on Books and Arts this morning. So it's a very powerful and raw emotion you're talking about. Is it based on your own experiences?
No, it wasn't. But it does represent, I think, how I would feel if I were going through those emotions. I tried to put as much of myself into it as possible, but it was a lot of trying to imagine myself in the situation.
And how long was the process that you've been through? So you wrote your monologue, you workshopped it with Tommy Murphy, he developed it, you went through these many, many drafts, and eventually it shot as a film. How long did that whole process take?
Well, the first draft was written in about early October, and we subsequently went through about six or seven drafts to get it to the shooting script. We shot late January, and then it was edited, put all together, and released in April online.
And when it went online, Stephen Fry got to see it.
Yeah.
I guess that's how it happened. I mean, do you know how his attention was drawn to this work that you'd made?
Well, we tweeted him, and I heard from the producer of the film that he went offline for about 15 minutes and then came back and retweeted it. So I really hope that, that it really connected with him.
Well, obviously it did. He called it amazing. And your film has gone viral. It's attracted thousands and thousands of views. This is Books and Arts Daily on RN, and we're talking to two amazing teenagers, to Kim Ho, who's made this film, which we've been discussing, and also with us is Benjamin Mayo McKay, who's 13. He's in Year 8, and he lives in Adelaide. Now, Benjamin, you've created a podcast, which is called Preacher's Podcast Audio Dramas. Tell us what it is.
Well, there are two sides to the podcast. There's the Preacher's Podcast, where we do interviews and reviews, and we just look at Doctor Who in general. And then there's the Preacher's Podcast Audio Dramas, where I, along with other writers, have written stories about Doctor Who, our own original adventures with a new Doctor, and they're brought to life. I edit them and produce them and generally play a role. And we've got Lisa Bauman, who plays Bernice Summerfield in audio dramas made by the BBC, as well as she's played a couple of roles in Doctor Who on TV. She's playing the companion, and Rob Lloyd, a Melbourne comedian, is our Doctor.
So, well, it's a form of fan fiction, is it? So as well as doing interviews with people who've been involved in the BBC series, you're also making your own stuff. I guess, yeah, it's fan fiction.
It is. It's entirely fan fiction. And it's also, we've stuck it on the main podcast feed so people don't have to go to two places. And it's been received really well so far.
Well, we'll hear a little bit of your work. This is the Preacher's Podcast.
Previously on Preacher's Podcast Audio Dramas. Doomsday for the Daleks, Part 1.
You are a killing machine, full of venom. The Daleks will never rule. I will hunt and destroy them, starting with their creator.
You have no hope of killing us all, Doctor.
Run.
Original Preacher's Podcast Audio Dramas, written by Benjamin May McKay. Doomsday for the Daleks, Part 2. Starring Rob Lloyd as the Doctor, Lisa Bauman as Kate, and Benjamin Mayer McKay.
So there we go. There's Benjamin presenting us a Doctor Who story on his podcast. This is Books and Arts Daily on RN, and we're talking to Benjamin Mayo McKay. Benjamin, what are we listening to?
That was the second part of one of our audio dramas, our first audio drama there, and it's called Doomsday for the Daleks. Where the Doctor's companion at the time has been kidnapped by the Daleks at that point, and he's going to avenge her by killing the Daleks.
All right, so you write episodes like that, but you also interview actors and writers, composers, directors who've been involved in the original series. Who are some of the people you've interviewed?
Well, we've interviewed three Doctors. We've interviewed Peter Davison, who was the fifth Doctor. We've interviewed Sylvester McCoy, the seventh Doctor. Paul McGann, the eighth Doctor. Sophie Aldred, who played Ace. Janet Fielding, the only ever Australian companion. And tonight we're interviewing Dan Starkey, who's played the Sontaran Strax in the recent series.
How fantastic. And what about some of the writers and directors? Have you had a chat to them?
We have. We talked to Ken Bentley, who's directed 24 of the audio range done by the BBC, as well as we've talked to Gary Russell, who was a script editor, and we've talked to a whole range, Jamie Robertson, who's a sound designer and composer.
Benjamin, this is fantastic. And you tee up all these interviews yourself and write the questions, do you?
Yeah, I do. It's generally a matter of just asking. I mean, Twitter and Facebook have been great in this way. I mean, because a lot of people are on Twitter and Facebook, and it's a matter of sending them a quick tweet saying, you know, this is what I'm doing. Would you be able to talk to us, you know, for half an hour about what you've done in the Doctor Who world? And a lot of the time they say yes, which is fantastic.
And who do you reckon is the best Doctor of all?
Patrick Troughton, the second Doctor.
Oh, do you? I think David Tennant's the best Doctor.
Oh, I think he had some good episodes, but then you got to that last really soapy part, and then they brought in the families of all the companions, and I think it just became a lot more like EastEnders than Doctor Who.
Oh, gosh, that's a withering critique. Now, you've had, I can't believe this, you've had 24 million hits. That is amazing. Do you know where people are when they're listening to you? Do you have a sense of your reach?
I know that people... I know a couple of people in Japan have contacted me, a lot of Australians, and I'm pretty sure I've got some listeners in the UK as well. I'm not sure about America. Nobody from America has contacted me, but there's a possibility of, yeah.
So you've also brought Preacher's Podcast, that's the name of your podcast, to the stage. Tell us about that.
Last year I was, you know, sort of looking around at what the BBC were doing for the 50th, and there isn't really anything happening in Australia. They've opened a pop-up store in Sydney for 6 months, but that's it. So I wanted some way to be able to celebrate what, you know, it's a massive phenomenon. It's been around for 50 years. Very few shows can say they've done that, and nobody was really doing anything to celebrate. So the show was a live interactive version of the podcast where we talked about all eras of the Doctors, and we sold out in the Adelaide Fringe. We then toured it to Sydney at a convention called Whovention, run by the Doctor Who Club of Australia, and then to Melbourne with the Lords of Time convention, which was also sold out.
This is excellent. We're talking to Benjamin Mayo McKay, who is 13. He's in Year 8. He lives in Adelaide. And he's created a podcast that's devoted to Doctor Who. And also with us is Kim Ho, who has written a film, which we were discussing earlier. Are you a Doctor Who fan, Kim?
I am indeed, yeah.
Have you visited this podcast?
Oh, I have, yeah. I spent some time recently looking through it. I think it's excellent.
Thank you.
Well, I'm glad that you're aware of each other's work. Now, how do you both, I mean, Kim, first, how do you juggle your schoolwork with these artistic projects?
It's difficult, especially being in Year 12. There's a lot of emphasis on assessments, and we have the HSC here. We have to make sure that we never kind of drop our guard. There's also, I think it's quite a cruel year because you've also got all those commitments to the school. If you get to become, I don't know, a prefect or something, and you're also looking ahead to what you want to be in 10 years' time. So it has been quite difficult for me at the moment. Mm. But I think writing gives me a lot of pleasure. So what I've done is instead of playing Xbox or something, I'll go and write for a bit or think about a story I'm writing. And that becomes a kind of relaxation outlet.
Kim, I reckon HSC, A Cruel Year, is a title.
Yeah, that sounds excellent. I'm actually writing a play at the moment about how cruel the HSC is. I haven't considered that title yet.
Well, I throw it out there. You can do what you like. And where do you reckon you're both going to end up? Ben, where do you think this is going to take you? Is this a kind of hobby at school, or do you think that, you know, radio and the online world? Because I guess, you know, online radio stations are the future, essentially.
I suppose they are. My goal is to be an actor and director in the future, either in TV, film or stage, and that's what I've been training to do for 6 years, and this was just a way of combining my love of performing and Doctor Who.
And do you feel that you're unusual in doing this, or are you surrounded by kids who are doing, you know, projects online, who are working with new technology to make radio programs, make art, make music perhaps? What do you think, Ben?
I think the use of technology and really the people involved in the arts is minimal. It's sad to see that, but there are very few people. You know, I've met people who are involved in the arts through doing, you know, local theatre groups that you've got to hunt out. It's not in your face in Adelaide, which I think is sad in a way, because there's so much potential for people to do things. So, you know, it can be done, but people are choosing to ignore it.
What do you think, Kim? I mean, there is a view that we've become a generation of consumers of art. We listen to music, we watch films, but we don't make them anymore. We don't play instruments. We don't, you know, act in plays.
I've been lucky enough to be surrounded by a lot of people who are interested in making art, not just consuming it. I heard someone mention the other day that a lot of people listen to music constantly, have like the iPod in the ear all the time, because they're afraid to be alone and think for themselves. It's almost like they're afraid of silence. And I think that's a really kind of frightening thing, because... I mean, the monologue I wrote was for the Voices Project, and the whole point is to express yourself and find a way of connecting with your voice as a writer or as an artist in general. So I think it is something that is lacking, but maybe that just comes with age.
So you think walking along with an iPod in somehow desensitizes you to the world around you, do you?
Yeah. I think... some of my best ideas as a writer come from just taking a walk without any of those distractions and looking at things or just going into your little world. And I think it's so much easier to get distracted now that we've got the internet and music so available to us. I'm not saying that it's bad at all, but I think... we have to be able to utilize the technology we have in a creative way if we're going to make good art.
Well, Kim and Benjamin, it's been a real privilege to meet you. Thank you for giving us time today.
Thanks very much.
Kim Ho's film is called Language of Love. It's online, and we'll put a link to it on our website. And you'll also find a link there to Benjamin's Preachers podcast. That's Benjamin Mayo Mackay.